LaToya Ruby Frazier is a MacArthur Fellow. She's known for her photos of communities in turmoil, her hometown of Braddock, Pennsylvania, auto workers in Lordstown, Ohio, and most recently Flint, Michigan. Now, the story of Flint is familiar. Officials changed the water source during a state budget crisis 8 years ago, and that caused catastrophic lead and other contamination to the water. Frazier's Flint photos are on exhibit at the Gordon Parks Foundation in Pleasantville, New York, and are the focus of the upcoming book, Flint is Family, in three acts. Karen Michelle has this report.
It's mostly women, black women, some on horseback, others standing on a field of grass, that a viewer first encounters in LaToya Ruby Frazier's photography exhibition. There's an image of a woman holding a sign proclaiming free water in huge red letters, and another of her laying out her prayer rug in front of the machine that made that water, the atmospheric water generator. On the facing wall, there's a photo of the man who brought that literally life-saving device, Moses West, spraying water on a group of frolicking children.
I remember standing there. I was halfway on the street in the sidewalk. I decided to load my camera with color film. And as I put that film in and started looking through the viewfinder, I hesitated to press the shutter because I had so much emotion. But I knew to click it right at that moment of celebration because it was the most that I had ever seen Amber and Shay and their children so carefree.
Shay Cobb and Amber Hassan are poets, mothers, and best friends from Flint, Michigan, who became Frazier's collaborators during the 5 years she spent on the project, starting in April 2016, showing her the key sites, introducing her to their wide community, gaining trust. At first, Hassan was reluctant to get involved.
I was like, I kind of don't want to do it either, because we were so used to people coming in, and basically they came in for the shock value of the story and to do this, you know, look at poor Flint kind of narrative. And I wasn't really interested in being a part of that because that's not what the story is.
Initially an assignment for Elle magazine, Frazier wasn't sure whether to take on the project. In the end, she made a deal. The feature would be ad-free.
I was like, right, this will get me to a large audience of women in a place like a health and beauty fashion magazine where it's least expected. And since it is the first of its kind, people will be surprised and they will respond. And ultimately, they'll remember the water crisis isn't over.
The project is divided into three sections, three acts. The first focuses on Shay Cobb and her many roles as mother, daughter, hairstylist, school bus driver, musician, and poet. In the second act, we see her family on horseback. They've moved to Cobb's father's land in Mississippi and clean water. Ultimately, though, they return to Flint, where in Act 3, Amber Hassan has returned from an extended visit to Puerto Rico with a solution to their tainted water in tow, a machine that makes clean water, the atmospheric water generator. There are many photographs of town residents posing by it with water jugs or hoses in hand, some in their Sunday finest.
When you think about water, you don't consider government.
In the back room of the exhibition, there's a video, stills from Flint is Family, and the voice of Shay Cobb.
When you think about water, you don't consider poison, because poison isn't something you consider for yourself.
Frazier knows her work is important as social commentary.
I'm not making these singular, beautiful objects. These are photographs to tell a story about urgent issues in the 21st century.
For the photographer, the work was a spiritual calling. The resulting book, literally to her, a Bible, a testament to what community can accomplish.
That's really important that I'm showing that type of solidarity and love across religion, across sexuality, across race. It is so essential to my work. And I'm trying as an artist in my lifetime to leave behind what I see my work as a human document for humanity, for this country, to transcend the barriers that have kept us apart continuously.
For Gordon Parks Foundation curator Michal Raz Russo, it's Frazier's ability to give voice to her subjects, having them active participants, that's key to her work as a documentarian.
She shows how, for example, you still have a wedding in the middle of a water crisis. It's important to show those images. The images of triumph are just as important as the images of the struggle. And that's one way that she gives a voice to those individuals and those families. And that's very different than what you saw in mass media.
With every step toward the unknown, your love grows outside its comfort zone.
Amber Hassan and Shay Cobb give thanks for LaToya Ruby Frazier's work with the only thing they could think to give, a poem, here read by Hassan.
Some angels come with cameras and compassion for the masses, and to meet one is to see how people are good.
For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michelle.